This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Google, or use Bing, or whatever you'd like. The term international sex slave. Somalia.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Right. If you go to any search engine and type in sex slaves Libya, sex slaves Sudan, sex slaves Syria, sex slaves Saudi Arabia, sex, you'll see the blocks where the women go up naked and are sold. They ain't wearing hoods then because that's a slave. And you cover it, the media says, oh, it's not happening, even though it's in International Business Times, you name it. So here's the deal. In an Islamic country, if your woman or your daughter or your sister isn't wearing a hood over their head, they're fair game. And so we bring in millions of people. This is their culture. Your daughters are gone. 5 years old or older, they're not wearing a hood over their head. They're going to be in some house with some Muslim raping them. And Tommy Robinson's exposing that. He's forcing it out. British papers now have to admit it's going on. That's got to make them mad. Because I watched Paul Watson's video last week where Muslims are just beating people up and others are that try to just stand in front of 10 Downing Street saying Britain has free speech. I mean, this is the most howling, arrogant, evil group. And the government is advancing them and protecting them. So, Tommy, in general, though, it's got to at least have some satisfaction for you that the worm's turning. Things you warned about a decade ago are now being admitted to.
Yeah, I sense even in the last 3 to 6 months there's a huge change happening in the public. I sense that on the reaction I'm getting everywhere I'm going. I'm getting a real, everyone is crying out for this. Everyone is wanting to support something that's highlighting it. I can't take any status. When I know all the things we warned about for so many years, I think the first time I brought this up was in 2004 about the grooming of our girls. In 2004, and I think how many victims there's been since then and allowed to have been. Another case, I don't know, if you look at a case in the city of Oxford, They changed the name of the road, the Muslim community did there, to Manzil Way. Now, Manzil translates as mosque, but to all us stupid kafir idiots, we don't know they've just named it Mosque Way. Now, where they've got a massive mosque, one young English victim was being raped repeatedly in the house directly opposite the mosque. What they did is they got an iron rod. This is all now fact. It's all come out in the courts. They got an iron rod with the letter M. And they burned it, and then scolded her bum, aged 11, because she was the property of Mahan. That is no joke. And that's what's happened. One of the other girls in the city of Oxford, when people think of Oxford, they think of architecture. They think of the world's best university. They think of all these things. Think again. There's another young girl. They got her tongue out on a table. And they nailed it to a table. This is real. It's not even just like they're raping them, they're torturing these young children.
And that's what radical Orthodox Islam is slave ships and burning and marks and branding and nailing. I mean, that's who they are. Eating hearts, devil worshipping, cutting up victims, making them eat people, selling girls into sex slavery. That's Islam.
Well, when you look through Muhammad, exactly what these men are doing, exactly what these gangs are doing, the Prophet Muhammad did. So, of course, they see no wrong. And you can see they see no wrong in what they're doing by their reactions in court, all of them. Their family's reactions, always supporting them. Their community's reactions, blaming the girls for being slags, age 12.
This is an entire culture based on feeding on women.
Feeding on women. And obviously, especially non-Muslim women.
So the feminists then support it because they're anti-woman, anti-family. All right, Tommy Robinson. TommyRobinson.co.uk, TheRebelMedia.com. Thank you so much and for your courage. Next time I go over to the UK, let's go out together, you, me, and you and I and Paul Watson. I want to document this for myself, but I got to apologize. If a guy's trying to attack the car, I may actually, you don't mind, I know you've done this yourself a couple swings. I mean, is that okay or will I get put in prison?
No, that's fine, mate. That's fine. We'll go out. I look forward to coming over, Alex.
Well, I run my mouth. We'll see how tough I am. A couple of these Muslims, they're little Puma outfits. I may have to kind of a little bit of a. I mean, it will be okay if I kind of give him a couple swings.
You can get a couple of swings.
All right, you're awesome. Tommy Robinson. All right, Roger Stone coming up straight ahead. Good God, it makes me sick. But thank God he's there opposing it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum-flavored Super Blue that is spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. History is repeating itself. What we're seeing in Washington is a repetition of the deep state coup which removed President Richard Nixon from office in 1974. And the parallels are eerie. Nixon ended the war in Vietnam on a faster track than the Pentagon wanted. He reached arms limitation agreement with the Soviets, and he opened the door to China. He deeply offended the deep state because they favored war. We now know that the Pentagon had infiltrated the Nixon White House and was spying on the president, that a yeoman named Radford was going through desks, including Henry Kissinger's desk and briefcase, and copying documents, top secret foreign policy documents,
and sending them to the Pentagon. We know that the Watergate burglary team had been infiltrated by the CIA, and that at least two members, and perhaps three, were still on the agency payroll, reporting everything going on back to their case officers. We know that Archibald Cox and Leon Jaworski, the Watergate special prosecutors, were meeting illegally with Judge John Sirica. We also know that Sirica, in the Watergate burglars trial, was already in touch with the appeals court, ensuring that the burglars would have no appeal. Richard Nixon was brought down. Now the parallels. Donald Trump, like Nixon, was a man of peace, is a man of peace. And he favors peace with the Russians. And therefore, we have had extraordinary events in the last 7 days. 7 days in May, if you will. First, there was the phony New York Times story telling us that the president had blurted out classified information when he told the Russian foreign minister and ambassador that he was concerned about the ISIS planning technology that would turn laptops into bombs, and they would be smuggled on planes. The fact that this information had appeared in dozens of newspapers, including the New York Times, seemed to make no difference to those seeking to smear the president. Then we learned breathlessly from the New York Times that the president had been in a conversation allegedly with FBI Director Comey, and had, according to Mr. Comey's memo, which none of us have seen and is not authenticated in any way, that Mr. Comey claimed the president tried to interfere with his investigation into alleged Russian collusion, and specifically into General Michael Flynn. This, despite the fact that the FBI director, the acting director, says there is no evidence of interference with the investigation by President Trump. Now we learn from Judge Andrew Napolitano that Mr. Comey was directly involved in essentially commissioning the fake dossier by a British intelligence agent claiming falsely that Donald Trump dallied with prostitutes and watched them urinate on a bed that had supposedly been inhabited by Barack and Michelle Obama when they visited Moscow. We now know this to be a total fabrication. Today, shockingly, we learn that that Mr. Comey has an agent out promulgating this myth that he was always uncomfortable with the president, that in a White House meeting he sought to blend into the curtains and avoid shaking the president's hands. Folks, we have here an exact duplicate of the deep state coup that took down Richard Nixon and now seeks to take down Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump is a man of peace. Because he prefers negotiation and detente with the Russians over thermonuclear war over Syria. This is the most serious threat that the country faces today. And as we will discuss later in the program, the attempts for the president to survive are hampered by the fact that he has peopled an administration that is completely staffed with quislings, with people who did not support his candidacy, who do not support his agenda and are not committed to his presidency. He is hampered by a universally hostile mainstream media, but he is particularly hampered by a concerted effort financed by George Soros, authorized by the federal government due to an attachment to the defense authorization in 2016 to silence the alternative media that seeks to defend our president. Yes, InfoWars, Breitbart, The Daily Caller, Stone Cold Truth, Town Hall, and so many others like our friend Mike Cernovich find themselves being censored through highly technical techniques that limit our reach to you. In other words, they seek to strip away the voices that would defend a President Trump. We are in the fight for our lives, which is why it's more important than ever that you go to the InfoWars.com store. It's actually InfoWarsStore.com, and you get some of the fine products that are offered there. You see, we don't have the deep pockets of Google. We don't have the deep pockets of Amazon or Yahoo. We can only depend on you. We can only depend on liberty-minded patriots who keep InfoWars.com afloat and who support all these other fine alternative news sites. Now, I highly recommend immediately the new Z-Shield toxic metal and chemical defense support formula, which right now is 25% off. This is a proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense formula that's available and will be for only a very short period of time. Folks, we are being poisoned. Countless studies show that our food, our water, and our air is loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are wreaking havoc on our immune systems and our bodies. Even the EPA admits that they're dumping more than 800 million pounds of pesticide into our air, into our water, into our crops every year. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. No matter what you do, it's virtually impossible to avoid all of these toxic chemicals and dangers. And therefore, a team of herbalists, PhDs, and chemists have spent years testing and developing this proprietary brand using a technology that created Z-Shield. Folks, this is a great product. Do it. Get it for your own benefit, because it's a win-win situation. You're not only going to help your own health, but you're going to boost us here at InfoWars in the fight for freedom. We are fighting an uphill battle, folks, because their pockets are deeper than ours, and they seek to kneecap us through a program of censorship. Later on in the program, we visit with Andrew Torba from Gab, who is going to outline exactly how these weasels seek to censor our right to free speech and kill a free press in America. And make no mistake about it, InfoWars is known to the left as the tip of the spear. InfoWars is the voice that they want most to silence. InfoWars is leading this fight, but we cannot win without your help. We cannot succeed in heading off the deep state coup to remove Donald Trump from office without your assistance. The time is now. The stakes are high. The threat is grave. Please go to the InfoWarsStore.com and get a Z-Shield or one of the great new T-shirts, including the Trump-Pence 2020 T-shirt, or get a copy of my book, The Making of the President 2016. There's many other fine products there, folks, but help us now because we are outgunned. Our spirit is greater. We're ready for the fight, but we cannot do it without you. Later in the program, we're going to talk about the latest on the Seth Rich investigation, the investigation that seeks to bring down Bill and Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk about the fact that the Swedish government has decided to drop the totally framed, trumped up sexual assault and rape charges against Julian Assange. We're going to talk about that great patriot Roger Ailes, the founder of Fox News, a good friend, a communications genius, and a true patriot. You're in the right place. This is InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone, and folks, we're just warming up. So stand by for a great program. I'll be right back.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
We've got this cast of characters that have to varying degrees ties with Russia. We got Roger Stone, for example.
Roger Stone, political mentor and former campaign advisor.
Roger Stone declared, "Trust me, it will soon be Podesta's time in the barrel," end quote.
Obviously, I think he and others need to be questioned. There's no doubt that Mr. Stone was closely associated.
So, Senator Mark Warner, who's yes. head of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, okay, the first thing out of his mouth the other day when he was asked about this, he said there's clearly a lot of smoke. And then he said an individual.
That would be me.
That's you. He said, associated with the Trump campaign, accurately predicted the release of hacked emails before it happened. This same individual, you, also admits to being in contact with Guccifer 2.0.
Well, I'm not asking for immunity. I was maligned by a number of the members of the committee who said things that were patently false. And in a free society, I should have a chance to respond in the same forum.
Of course.
In the same forum.
Well, no one would disagree with that.
And I don't want to need a subpoena.
Right.
I don't need immunity, right. But I want it to be in public, not behind closed doors. Let's go. I'm ready. Because I think a lot of people would not like me to testify because I will put the lie to this Russian myth. I never had any contacts with the Russian state. To my knowledge, no one else in the campaign did. I think perhaps the Democrats could get over the fact that they spent about $2.5 billion. Trump spent about $278 million, and they lost.
Okay, but
that's what this is really about.
There you have it, folks. Today was the day in which the Senate gave me a deadline for the production of documents pursuant to the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into alleged Russian collusion. And I have complied fully, turning over all of the documents in my possession that met their criteria. That would be none. As the president says, this is a fairy tale, a falsehood, a false narrative, first invented by John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary's campaign, as a distraction from the fact that Bill and Hillary and John and Tony Podesta made millions out of their association with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. What better way than to point a false finger at Donald Trump and his associates? So when, you might ask, will I be allowed to testify? I'm ready. I'm more than ready. I want to confront Senator Feinstein and Senator Warner and Senator Franken. And I'd particularly like Senator McCain, who's not a member of the committee, to sit in for the hearing, as he has the right to do as a senator, because I want to confront them about their exact words. Let's get to the important point. This entire Russian narrative is the centerpiece of a deep state coup designed to take down our president. History is repeating itself, as I said in the previous segment. They could not beat Donald Trump at the ballot box because of the ferocious campaign that was waged by InfoWars and Breitbart and Daily Caller and so many others in a vibrant, robust alternative media. Now they not only seek to silence us through a comprehensive and sophisticated campaign of censorship, but they also seek to remove our president through a series of leaks and false stories undermining his leadership and destabilizing his presidency. We have no intention whatsoever of letting this happen. So my message to the senators, my message to Congressman Adam Schiff, a man so full of Schiff, his eyes are brown. Let's get it on. You don't seem to mind maligning me in public. Let me testify in public. You've accused Alex Jones of being a Russian spy. You have said that the bots are out promulgating the InfoWars links are paid for by Russia. Put up or shut up. Where's the evidence? Where's the beef? Where's the proof? I know what you're holding in your hand, and it's not evidence. It's time for the truth. Let Roger Stone, let Alex Jones, let us testify. I'm Roger Stone, the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
The flashing chest.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my friend Alex Jones. Make no mistake about it, folks. We, and when I say we, I mean the Trump White House, we here at InfoWars, the folks at Stone Cold Truth, we are under siege like never before. The internet giants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Yahoo, they seek to kneecap us. They seek to silence our voices. They seek to silence those who would defend our president in the upcoming deep state coup. You see, they couldn't beat Donald Trump at the ballot box, despite the fact that they massively outspent him, despite the fact that they rigged both the old media and the new media against him. And therefore, we need your support more than ever before. I want to speak of a product that is a particular favorite in the Stone household, a favorite for my 19-year-old grandson, Nicholas. Now, Nick is very popular with the girls, and I think one of his secrets is a gleaming white smile. He has become a total devotee of the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which you can get only at the InfoWars store. Now, folks, this is not going to be in stock for very long. It's one of the most popular products, Alex told me, that InfoWars has ever had. And right now, there is a limited time price of just $9.95. Really, research across the board indicates that the health of your gums can contribute to a development of heart disease and heart attacks. So it's more than just cosmetic. Although, Mrs. Stone tells me when it comes to a bright white smile, this beats any of the products you can buy at your local drugstore. And because some people find the original peppermint flavor strong, although I favor it, we now have a bubble gum flavor, which is great for children. Believe me, folks, you can get this product now, and it's a win-win. You'll help the fight for freedom. You will bolster those who are prepared to defend and fight for our president, and you can get a gleaming white smile and terrific oral health. Go to the store and grab this now. Help the fight for freedom. And now we're going to talk about the censorship campaign that is being run against alternative media. And joining me is Andrew Torba from Gab Media. Andrew, welcome to InfoWars.
Pleasure being here as always, Roger. I appreciate you having me on.
So I know that you had a terrific segment with Alex Jones a couple weeks ago. I watched you started to outline for us exactly what's going on with these giant media companies and the various techniques that they are using to hamper our reach to our followers and hamper our reach to the uncommitted. And you sent me some incredible information about Reddit, which really blew me away and caused me to invite you to join us here today. When you were on with Alex, you talked at length about Facebook and Twitter. We may have time to recap some of that, but give us a lowdown of what's happening at Reddit.
Sure, Roger. So essentially what's happening is a combination of government forced regulation on quote-unquote hate speech, special interests also pushing this regulation by pushing it to the social networks like Facebook, like Twitter, etc., to stifle what they would call quote-unquote hate speech, which, as we know, is very subjective and in the eye of the beholder. So there have been a laundry list of things that have happened over the past year on Reddit specifically. I mean, their CEO came forward and actually admitted to personally editing the content of Trump supporters who were critical of him. Reddit was forced to change their algorithm on their front page because the pro-Donald Trump subreddit, the Donald, got so popular and so powerful that they started to actually dominate the entire website. Another example is Reddit's ads products displayed that this subreddit, which is, by the way, one of the most popular and largest subreddits on the entire website, had upwards of 6 million total subscribers. When you actually view it live on the site, it only shows 400,000. So they're trying to make it appear like this massive community of pro-Trump supporters is a lot smaller than it actually is. There were also leaked communications from the administrative team at Reddit, including the CEO, trying to conspire to figure out how to ban the pro-Trump community, how to suppress them, how to force them essentially off the website, because they're gaining so much influence and they're having so much control over the site and dominating the news cycles with breaking news and, you know, investigating things like the Seth Rich murder, for example, trying to find truth. And, you know, Reddit doesn't want that. They want to push a certain agenda, and they've made their agenda very clear.
Now, I understand Facebook it has a new program that they're going to be using to further stifle free expression and try to hamper the voices of liberty and freedom. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So it actually came out last May, a whistleblower on Facebook's Trending Topics product, which is the news product, the quote-unquote news product on the right-hand side column of Facebook that's used by over a billion people every single month. It came out that they were actively suppressing conservative sources, conservative topics, and conservative ideas from this product that is used by over a billion people. And, you know, it shapes what they see as news and what isn't. So that was kind of the first step about a year ago, and now they've gone down this path of labeling quote-unquote fake news with third-party fact-checkers that just so happen to be, you know, funded by, you know, left-leaning organizations, left-leaning, financers. And what is actually, you know, happening is it's having a reverse effect. So there was a study that came out, I believe it was published in The Guardian, that showed that when Facebook started to label certain topics or certain posts as fake news, it actually only propelled and accelerated the spread of that said content. So it's having a reverse effect, which I find interesting.
So let's go through some of these techniques, if we may. Explain shadow banning to us.
Sure. So, you know, shadow banning is a way to essentially hide content from people who aren't necessarily following you. It's used on Twitter as example. When you look under the president's tweets and you see, you know, a lot of the negative replies from, you know, what appear to be, you know, a lot of people that are upset with the president or don't agree with what he's doing. Twitter is using, you know, the, guise of hiding quote unquote what they call abusive tweets and actually fully removing them from the thread. So even, you know, large personalities like Paul Joseph Watson, for example, when he gets in there and replies instantly right to the president and, you know, has hundreds of retweets and favorites on his posts, he ends up getting de-threaded or he ends up getting bumped very far down on the reply list. And Twitter accelerates and bumps up the negative replies and the attacks on the president. And you don't see this type of reaction on the president's posts on Facebook, for example. If you view all the top comments, they're all positive or, at a minimum, politically neutral.
Explain search filtering to us.
Sure. So, as you know, Google, you know, controls what you're seeing at the top of, you know, the page one result is really, you know, the critical spot. That's where most people are going to see the majority of their content. And what's happening now is, you know, Twitter, or Google rather, is, you know, highlighting certain publishers like InfoWars as quote unquote fake news and burying them down further in the search results or hiding them completely from the search results. And the amount of power that this has in terms of driving, you know, traffic back to websites is astronomical. So, you know, it's really crazy to me that a select handful of companies in Silicon Valley control, you know, all of what we're seeing, all of the way that we communicate, the way that we get information, the way that we get news. And, you know, now that Patriots are rising around the globe and this rise of populism is you know, happening on a global scale, they're trying to take back control, you know, through these different forms of censorship and through these different forms of control that they're exercising.
Yeah, I've been particularly concerned about fake news flagging. It seems to me that they have armies of trolls blocking our content. Explain to us how that works.
Yeah, so Facebook actually just came out and said that they hired about 3,000 employees to view different flagged posts. And obviously we have third-party special interests such as Media Matters and their conglomerate ShareBlue, which is David Brock's organization. And they actually, you know, came out and during the election and had, you know, these paid trolls on Twitter, on Reddit. We've seen them even on Gab on our end. And these people are actually paid, you know, per post to, you know, attack positive replies and go after, you know, different posts on the internet and try to create this psychological, you know, perception that things are, you know, actually different or people have a different opinion than the majority of people on the internet.
So, I know you are the founder of Gab, which is an alternative, conservative social media organization. I know you've got some new TV and streaming features, which I'm very excited about. Why don't you preview those for the InfoWars audience.
Yeah, sure. So Gab is a social network that believes in defending free speech, individual liberty, and the ability to have a free flow of information. We don't want to act like Big Brother and decide what you as the user, you know, should or should not see. And we believe that there's a really big demand for, you know, high quality streaming content that is scheduled that people can tune into, you know, from a lot of the voices that are being silenced across other channels. You know, for example, you see the demonetization of a lot of content creators on YouTube where, you know, they wake up and, you know, 30, 40, 50, you know, 75% of their monthly revenue is cut, you know, just completely gone overnight because advertisers are, you know, pulling their ads from YouTube. You know, over again, this narrative of quote unquote hate speech. And it's crazy to me that on the internet, you're not allowed to be critical. You're not allowed to, you know, have comedy. You're not allowed to use facts and data and, you know, real information to get news and, you know, cover things that are important in the world anymore.
The one that aggravates me, I guess, is throttling because you think you're reaching far more people than you are. They put a cap on your reach. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're all guilty. Seems to me that when the network identifies a post that's going viral, they clamp down immediately to stop its spread. It's amazing how many of my followers contact me and say, "Aren't you posting anymore? I never see anything from you. Have you stopped posting?" And then you've got these social justice warrior puppets. This is even entertaining. It seems to me Facebook is very aggressive about taking down, you know, fake identities, fake accounts, as is Twitter. But now they routinely purge our accounts, right, but they leave standing the accounts put together by David Brock and the other misfits at Media Matters for America. And then, of course, there's the troll bots. Right. If you look at any of the comments on Facebook or Twitter about Get Me Roger Stone, the terrific Netflix documentary that features yours truly and the important role of InfoWars in the rise and election of Donald Trump, you will find a torrent of hate, a torrent of obscenity, a torrent of attacks, and you'll find almost none of our supporters. I guess we get to the bottom line is, how will we solve this, Andrew? What do you think the solution to this assault on our free expression is?
Sure. So the solution is that alternatives like Gab, like others, are going to rise. There's going to be a fragmentation of the social networking ecosystem, of the online ecosystem, and there are alternative technology platforms for everything, for search, for Wikipedia, you know, for social networking, for image hosting. You know, Patriot technology leaders are rising up and are building these alternatives. You talk about bots, there are over 45 million plus bots on Twitter. There's over 100 million plus bots on Facebook. You know, there are essentially what's going on is there's this double standard. So the way that the left in Silicon Valley works is anytime they use a rule against us, you know, they can just say, well, we're enforcing our rules. But anytime a rule isn't being enforced against someone on their side, they can just say, well, there's no possible way that we can reach all of the offenders because there's just far too many people. So it's this issue of a double standard in how they're actually enforcing their rules. And they do this on purpose. They use very subjective, very ambiguous phrases like hate speech or harassment or abuse, you know, things that can be defined in many different ways. And it gives them this broad, ambiguous scope to selectively enforce the rules, selectively enforce what they want people to see and what they don't. And that double standard, you know, people are becoming more and more aware of it, and they're, you know, they're coming to alternatives like Gab and like others. And I think that trend is going to continue. That's the only way that we move forward, is that, you know, if, you know, Patriot technology leaders step up, build alternatives, and we stop making these companies money. You know, that's the other crazy thing to me, is that you know, we sit back and we see all these things happen, and yet we continue to use these products. We continue to make money. We continue to give our personal data to these people. Why are we doing that? Why is nobody stepping up and building an alternative? And that's really what inspired me to step up and start, you know, building an alternative myself.
Seems to me that one of the answers would be an antitrust action by the Trump Justice Department. One of the things I want to talk to Alex Jones about is putting a petition here at InfoWars to the president, asking him to direct the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust to examine and bring a prosecution against the Silicon Valley big boys. That, to me, is one of the answers. We must, of course, hope that they haven't burrowed in their efforts to wine and dine Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump in their efforts to subvert and put the administration to sleep. Swift legal action by the Trump Justice Department is the best solution to this problem. Andrew Torba, thank you for joining us here on InfoWars and on the Alex Jones Show. And let me remind you, the single best way to fight those who would limit our free expression and a free press is to go to the InfoWars.com store and load up on the fine products there. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back to talk about the Patriot, Roger Ailes.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my friend, the great Alex Jones. Roger Ailes, the founder of Fox News, passed away at age 77 this week. I met Roger Ailes when I was 22 years old at the 1970 Republican State Convention in Hartford, Connecticut. Ailes was there to film conservative Congressman Tom Mescal, whose campaign advertising Roger Ailes handled and who Ailes catapulted into the governor's mansion, perhaps the last conservative to serve as governor of the Nutmeg State. Ailes was a communications genius who, as a young man, was the producer of the Mike Douglas Show, a very popular variety show of its day. And on one occasion, former Vice President Richard Nixon was a guest on that show. Ailes was in the green room before Nixon's turn, and they were shooting the breeze, and Nixon said to him, "You know, it's a shame that a guy has to submit himself to a gimmick like TV in order to get elected." "Television is no gimmick," the 22-year-old Ailes said to the former vice president, "and if you think it is, you're going to lose again." In fact, rather than be aggravated, Nixon immediately hired Ailes, who remade Nixon's image through a very concerted effort to show Nixon in a better light and to make him more likable and more human on television. It was the beginning of a career that would bring Ailes to being the key man in the election of Ronald Reagan in 1980 and George Bush in 1988. Roger Ailes was a patriot. He was a communications genius. And sadly, he died with his reputation in tatters, based on what I believe were a series of false allegations against him by those in the Fox News network who claimed that he had been guilty of sexual harassment, a charge that was never brought in a court of law and was never proven. Knowing Roger Ailes and his wife Beth, I believe that this was a vicious lie meant to remove Roger Ailes from Fox at a crucial moment in the 2016 campaign. But Ailes would resurface to advise candidate Donald Trump how to handle Hillary Clinton in the upcoming debates. And thus, one final act of patriotism may have helped save this country. And therefore, I say, rest in peace, Roger Ailes, friend, patriot, and communications genius. He remade Fox, or I should say he made Fox into a monolith that has long surpassed CNN and set the standards for cable news. And now, sadly, we see Fox being deconstructed. We see conservative commentators leaving, only to show up elsewhere and only to drive the Fox listeners to us here at InfoWars.com. A fond farewell to a great American patriot and a true lifelong friend, Roger Ailes. God bless you and rest in peace. I'm Roger Stone here at InfoWars.com, and I say to you, victory or death.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.